If you've been following Jesus for a while, someone has encouraged you to do a quiet time. And most likely, some of them have made the unthinkable suggestion that the mornings are actually better, but you find yourself groggy and distracted as soon as you wake. Well, it's time to go the second mile in protecting your devotions. Hey, this is Travis Agnew, and thank you for joining me for the Second Mile Podcast, where we seek to live out the words of Jesus from Matthew 5:41, where he says, if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go the second mile. This podcast exists to help Christians do more than just the mediocre attempts at following Jesus at a distance. And so, as we're in our church right now at Rocky Creek, we are going through a sermon series called Distracted. These podcast episodes are helping us kind of push back against the forces that are in our culture right now that causes us just to live in a distracted state and to really neglecting the most important relationships and callings in our lives. And so we're taking each week and looking at something very, very practical in these 12-minute episodes to help you out. And so today I want to talk to you about protecting your devotions and how that can apply into your life, because it is very, very important. If we want to think through it's one thing to say you don't need to do certain things, but this is the other side of it, that these are important things that you need to do, right? And I can remember that when for so much of growing up in church, people would talk about the need to do a quiet time, need to do a devotion. And it was just hard for me because I would say, you know, I'm not a reader, or, you know, I don't want to stay focused, or the Bible's a big book and I don't understand things. But I do realize this about myself. If I want it bad enough, I'll figure it out. Anything in life, anything that I've applied myself to, if I really want it bad enough, I'll figure it out. And you will too. And I also know this, that I will get up. I will wake up for things that I value enough. There are many things in my life that I've not complained about waking up for. And so I don't need to complain about this as well. The Almighty God desires to speak with me. He desires to teach me. He desires to express his love to me. He wants me to cast all of my anxiety and burdens to him. I can pour out my heart before him. And so that should never be something that seemed like a chore to do. And if it does feel like a chore, it's because we don't understand what we're after. But right now, many people are not unable to actually practice a devotion because we are just completely distracted with our devices. We wake up in the morning and we open up our phones before we ever will open up our Bibles. And we say we don't have time to read the Bible, and yet somehow we have spent the average of 3 hours and 43 minutes on our phone every single day. That's the average right now. So how do we start pushing back and do a digital detox to make sure we can be disciplined in our devotions and to continue to grow in our own walk with Jesus? So if you're going to get serious about protecting your devotions, here's the difference. First-mile believers will do devotions when they get around to it. Second-mile believers will do their devotions because they make the time for it, right? And so I can remember as a college student when I kept saying I was going to read through the Bible and kept getting stuck in the Old Testament and unable to finish. There was an old singer named Keith Green who had a song that said, Jesus rose from the dead and you can't get out of bed. And I remember that I put that lyric on a note card right beside my alarm clock. So every morning when I wanted to hit snooze, it would remind me that Jesus was alive, that he had beat death, that he had rose from the dead, and I needed to get out of my bed so that I could spend time with him and to learn from him. And this is why it's so important. This is it's not just an idea that's came around years ago in American Christianity. This is scriptural, and the ability to be able to meet with God. We see Jesus spending time with his Father. We see Daniel praying 3 times a day. We see Ezra committing himself to study the law of the Lord and to meditate on it. We see Joshua committing to have the word portable in his mouth so that he can meditate and think about it day and night. This is not anything new. It's biblical. But Psalm 119:105 is one of the most helpful places for me to consider why is this important. Because it says, and you probably, if you grew up in church, you've at least heard this verse referenced if you can't remember the actual location and address of it. But it's Psalm 119:105 where it says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So your word is a lamp to my feet and it is a light to my path. Now, one of the things that that doesn't say, it doesn't say that it's a flood lamp for the next 100 yards. It says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So I always picture this way. It's dark. It's dangerous out there. The word is a light. It's a lamp. And to us, what we do is that we can only hold it, and it's just enough light down there to where our feet are. So scary. We're hearing sounds all around us. We're not exactly sure which way to go. So we hold the word down, and the word reveals that if we take a step to the left, there's a ditch there that we can fall into, and it's dangerous. And we take a step too far over to the right, there's some kind of sharp object that we could fall into that's also dangerous. But then right in the middle, I can see that path and I know where to go. Well, I can't see too far down the path, but I can see the next step. And so the Bible gives me that guide to be able to see the next step. And now once I have made that next step, guess what I can now see? I can see the subsequent step. See the thing about walking with Jesus is that his word is a lamp to our feet, a light to our path, that it causes us to reflect and to depend upon his word daily, as it is our daily bread, that we are saying, bread of life, like, we need to hear from you. We need a fresh word from you to be able to know what the playbook is for the day. It's a dark world out there. My life, my soul can get dark, and I need you to illuminate it and to shine on the path for me to know where to go. So that's why the discipline of making us walk through and having scripture as a priority in our life is so very important. So for you, and you may be saying, you know, once again, like, okay, well, I'd like to do it, you know, but I'm not a morning person. Here's what I would say. Spending time with God is better anytime than it is no time, okay? So if you do it, whenever time it is, it's better. But I'm just saying that in my experience, that the longer that you put it off, the more that you fill your day with things that are honestly mindless rather than meaningful. And so I would just encourage you to wake up 15 minutes earlier to protect your devotions, which might mean go to sleep 15 minutes earlier when you're probably not going to miss a whole lot. Just continue to scroll on whatever it is that you're scrolling on. Go to bed earlier, wake up earlier, spend 15 minutes, because I know this, that we continually can put off what we want to do. If we're saying we're going to get around to reading the word and praying, a lot of times we never make it around to it because our just schedule gets full with all kinds of other stuff, other people's expectations, and plenty of the culture's distractions. And so I want to encourage you to at least try this week to say, I'm going to get up at least 15 minutes early, and I'm going to get in the word, I'm going to get on my knees, and I'm going to spend some time with the Lord. A goal for you should be able to spend time with your Father before you spend time with your phone, okay? Pretty simple. So open up the Bible before you open up your phone. That's a goal. And so for you, you might say, okay, well, give me something practical, like how do I actually protect it? I want you to think through that if you actually start having a daily devotion, a kind of regular consistency that you're around, you're going to start reaping the benefits from it, right? There's benefits to be had, but you're not going to reap them unless you actually spend time doing it. So I've got four things here that actually spell out REAP for us, cages to help us remember these things, a little acrostic. So REAP, reasonable, eager, available, protective. Okay, be reasonable, be eager, be available, and be protective. When I say number one, be reasonable, I mean this. If you have not consistently had a quiet time, don't try to act like you were going to read the entire Bible by this time next week. Too many of us jump out and we try too much before we've actually started just learning the simple disciplines of this. So I want to encourage you to be reasonable in your goal. I want you to start out in something that's manageable. Start out in a book and say, you know what, for this week, I'm going to read this book of the Bible, or I'm going to do these practices. And even if you know that mentor of yours, it's super godly, and you say, well, what's your quiet time like? They say, well, I get up at 4 o'clock and I spend 2 hours in prayer and 1 hour in Bible study. If you haven't spent 5 minutes on the regular, don't attempt that. Be reasonable. You got to start building some muscles up, and eventually you might get there. You might not, but at least be reasonable in your approach. So what is something tangible for you to start with? Number two, be eager. And what I mean by be eager is obviously you say, well, I don't have the motivation for it. Like I may not feel it. Eager doesn't necessarily mean you feel it. Eager means that you're going to take the steps to make sure that it happens, right? So I want you to think through, what do you need to do to make sure it happens? Well, to be eager might mean, once again, go to sleep on time. Put your alarm clock away from use. You cannot hit the snooze button. You may already go ahead and have your Bible laid out on top of your phone or right there by your favorite chair or whatever it is, but be eager. Go ahead and set yourself up as you go to sleep tonight. Go ahead and set the things up so that in the morning, you will make sure that you have the time to do it. So be reasonable, be eager, but the A is be available. And so as you're reading, this is more than just, you know what, I'm just reading through this and checking the box, right? I'll be straight with you. There are some days where I wake up and I'm kind of stressed out and I'm kind of still, you know, groggy from just waking up, and I will read something, and as soon as I finish, I cannot remember what I read. Well, that's because I'm just rushing through it like a task versus this is an opportunity to hear from the Lord. And so be available, slow down and say, like, I want to hear from you. And this is always a good tangible way for me to check if I really spent time in the scripture meditating on it and praying, is that if in 4 hours from when I read the word, if someone say, what did you read this morning? I should be able to summarize that in a statement. And if I can't summarize it, it may not mean that I was available to really listen because I was pushing on through it. So you're available as you're reading. You're available to say, Lord, show me something that I need to change. And then also that you could be available to share that with somebody else. And then the P, to reap the benefits of it, is be protective. So what do you need to do to make sure that even that time is not distracted? Well, I would encourage you that if you're going to constantly feel the pull to open up your phone, go sit somewhere, go kneel somewhere where your phone is on the other side of the room, if not in another room altogether. If you always constantly just open up your phone and start looking through your email or looking through social media as soon as you wake up and then your morning is gone, why don't you go ahead and get a Bible app and open that up to the passage that you're going to read in the morning, or maybe even a note that just reminds you, hey, Jesus rose from the dead and you can't get out of bed. Whatever it is, have that as the last thing that you on your phone. Close that phone up, so the first thing in the morning that you see will be that reminder. You got to start being protective. So be reasonable, eager, available, protective as you protect your devotions. You can do it. I hope to see you on the second mile.